Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Please do be seated. So I hope you have all managed to pick up a packet of seeds. I happen to have two here jingling in my hands. There's quite a lot of variety, lots of colour and variations. We've got vegetables of all sorts and flower seeds too. What seeds have you got? Well, I've got some basil here. Lovely basil, I love that. And I've got some stocks. Actually, it was just by chance I picked up stocks. And I can remember I used to particularly buy stocks, cut stocks for my dad, because he lost his eyesight in later life. And he was one of those men, I will say, who liked to stand and do the washing up. And we would put a lovely vase of stock flowers, I can remember, in the windowsill in front of the, by the washing up, by the sink. Because they used to smell so lovely, so that was so nice. But that was just by chance. So what other ones have you got? Tell me what you've got.
Anything in
particular? What have you got? Aubrietia, very nice, very nice. Aubrietias. Anything nice? I think somebody got some carrots. What have you got there, Sarah?
Radishes.
Oh, radishes. Perfect. I like a radish. They're always very nice, aren't they? Okay, so lots of varieties there. So hopefully you'll think of something that you've got is quite exciting to take home. If you look on the back of the packet, you will see how many seeds there are in the packets. I think when I looked at them, the peas have got 30 in them, whereas some of the other, I think it was the wildflowers, had got 1,000 seeds. Can you imagine in these packets that variation from peas with 30 and in the same size packet, 1,000 seeds of wild flowers? That sort of thing still amazes me, I'm pleased to say, really, you know, that at my age, that seeds, the various plants, are so variable. I can see for a plant that grows to a massive size, you might think of a big seed or a stone or whatever. But we know the parable of the mustard seed, that from very tiny seeds, great things can grow. So I think that's quite amazing. I don't know if there's that amount in there. Don't bother to count them if there's 1,000 or two, you know. I'm sure you've got better things to do, but I think that sort of thing is amazing. So we should rejoice in this, how amazing creation is all around us. In our first reading, we heard Paul writing to the church at Philippi, and we hear Paul is encouraging us to do this. Paul is encouraging us to rejoice, for the people to rejoice. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." And in verse 8, it says, "If there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." We are reminded, we are told to rejoice and give thanks for good things, all good things around us. We are to think of these things, such as we sing in the hymn later in our service. All good things around us are sent from heaven above. Thank the Lord for all his love. And this hymn was written, I think, in the 18th century, I believe. It's a classic harvest hymn. I think that's our last hymn, isn't it? I think so. Good. We are to thank the Lord for the harvest. And I might add, for all those who bring in the harvest too. Here in rural Buckinghamshire, we are lucky, and I think it is lucky, to be aware of the harvest happening around us. Of the farm vehicles in our fields, morning, noon, and night during this period of harvest. Going along our country roads all time of day, vehicles looking quite small in our fields, but on our roads we see the enormous beasts that they are. We are truly lucky to see these sights and to be able to say to our local farmers personally, thank you for bringing in the harvest. And indeed, re-sowing the fields for next year's crops when the time is right. So that's why I've given out these seeds, as a reminder, to have such delights as carrots, peas, sunflowers, foxgloves. They need to have been sown, grown, and for our food, they need to be harvested for us. We reap what we sow. As a child, I grew up in a council house with a very large garden, more like an allotment, really. And my dad and my older brothers grew all our veg in it. My mother tended to look after the flowers, which also grew in abundance. And I tended to go and sit in the pea pods, amongst the pea pods, eating those all day long when they came in the summer. It is so easy for us to lose track of how all our vegetables and flowers come into existence. So do take a packet of something home with you today. Sow it, look at how it needs to be planted, some sown this year ready for next year, some needing sun, some shade, the marvels of nature and God's creation. A theme I have for this season of harvest comes from a verse from Galatians, another letter that Paul wrote, and he wrote it to the people of, to the Galatians. I don't know if it's Galatians, I don't know what the name of the town was, but for the Galatians. And in verse 7 of chapter 6, it says, "You reap what you sow." And it speaks beyond farming or growing veg in our gardens. What we sow in our lives, we will reap the benefits of. This can be good friendship. It can be good rewards from our work. And even a well-trained dog, if I think of all the work and effort I'm trying to put into my dog, we reap what we sow. So do take a packet of seeds, even if you think you're not likely to sow the packet. Take it and use it as a reminder to give thanks for creation and all who bring the great beauties of this earth in the harvest. And that in our lives, we reap what we sow. In a few moments, we will be preparing for the altar meal, the Eucharistic meal, the bread and wine that are on offer. More of our bounty from creation, from the earth, but offered in remembrance of Jesus' body and blood. And Jesus says in our gospel reading that Jan read, that he is the bread of life. Jesus is for us as Christians, the staple food of our life. Not just the physical food, but Jesus is the basic daily need we have in our lives. Jesus found in our prayers, in our Bible reading, and in all the good things that are around us, our families, our friends, our neighbours, those who are strangers but show us kindness. Jesus' teaching of love, compassion, and courage. As Paul writes to the Philippians, "Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near." During this season of harvest, as we give thanks to our farmers near and far, we give thanks for all God's creation and Jesus, his Son, who came to live amongst us and continues to be our staple food of nourishment in our lives, the bread of life, indeed sown into our lives to grow. Amen.